The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The time is now for the Rex Rant.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
On Robbie and Rex Road, here on ESPN 102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
Can you take me higher?
Oh yeah, baby. It's time for the inaugural edition of the Rex Rant here on Robbie and Rex Road. Got a little Creed bringing us back into the program here. Doesn't that just set the mood perfectly, Joe? God, I'm fired up now. Way to go, Porsche. What a great song.
Did you know it was going to be Creed?
No. But give me some Creed all day. I think we should do Creed every single segment coming back in one show.
You can see Porsche's
Scott
evil
Stapp's
smile.
Beautiful face.
Is he Nashville in, by the way?
Scott Stapp?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, half of...
God, I hope so, because if he is...
Yeah, and I hope he's listening,
because
I hate Creed so much. So much. That song is... Oh, man.
Can you take me higher? That's pretty close.
That
is pretty
so
good.
Bad. Sorry, Scott. Your band
you
sucks.
You have the voice of an angel there, Joe.
You do.
So that's a good. So the idea is the Rex Rant.
Yes.
Who came up with that?
Yours truly.
Was you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically me complaining on a Monday morning.
Yes.
And I always have plenty of things to complain about.
You do.
we can play around with this. You know,
sure.
If you want to keep playing Blink-182 and Creed and Bush, you can really get me angry, but you know, I certainly want you guys to contribute.
Okay.
So, but this is today. This is my question, and I think it's timely. Now, I said I didn't watch the Masters this weekend. You know, basically mostly watched hockey, but one thing I certainly did not watch, but it was apparently a huge deal, was WrestleMania. I don't even know what WrestleMania was. I don't care. But my question today is, why do some adults, and I mean quite a few adults I know, treat wrestling, pro wrestling, like it's actual sports, okay?
Oh, boy. You're about to go down a rabbit hole.
That's great. That's great. Listen, I loved wrestling. I loved wrestling as a kid. Hulk Hogan, Randy Macho Man Savage. I mean, George the Animal Steel,
yeah.
Former English teacher in Detroit. I got to see him live at the Kellogg Center in Battle Creek, Michigan, not far from Climax, Michigan.
Oh, great town.
Okay. I got a Leapin' Lanny Poffo signed Frisbee that night. I got to see the Jumping Bomb. You guys ever heard of the Jumping Bomb Angels?
No.
Incredible. There were two Japanese women.
It sounds
women.
Incredible.
There were two Japanese women. There were like eight flips in the air, okay?
Okay.
It was amazing. And still as a... As a like a middle schooler, I knew it was fake, but it was fun. It was entertaining, right? Like it's a fun night, and it's fun to watch on TV. Okay, the personnel, all that stuff's great. But like, if you and I think Twitter has made this worse. So like last night, Chris Vanini, friend of mine, great college football reporter for The Athletic. If you go to his timeline yesterday, it was the Super Bowl. Okay, and he's got a tweet. Roman Reigns has officially reached God status because apparently Roman Reigns won his match. Okay, well, it's because the script said he was going to reach God status. Okay, our buddy Rick Merritt, okay, Richter scale, he's tweeting like Sheamus is the new Nashville's own. Okay, good for him, Nashville guy. To get into this, you have to be a heck of an athlete. But again, you won because the organization decided you were going to win. Vingan would have had a bunch of tweets about this last night.
But he had a job.
But he had to cover the Preds. I went and looked at his – I was going to call him out, but he actually was doing his job. Good job, Vingan. Okay, so you know what's more of a sport than pro wrestling?
What's that?
The Bachelor. Do you know what's more of a sport than pro wrestling? Dancing with the Stars. You know what's more of a sport than pro wrestling? Big Brother. And I watch Big Brother, and I am proud to watch it instead of pro wrestling.
Wow.
Okay. You know what's more of a sport? And when I was a kid, we played on Trapper Keepers. We would fold up our paper in Trapper these little keepers. Triangles, and we'd like play football. You try to get
paper
it on the
football?
Edge.
Yeah.
And then you try to kick field
buddy.
Goals.
Great sport.
Atari Pac-Man, recreational children's badminton, ring around the rosy. Red Rover, send Robbie right over is more of a sport than pro wrestling.
Wow, you're going to get people fired up. I love that.
So, look, they're great athletes. They are fantastic
sure.
athletes. Again, the Jumping Bomb Angels, man, people should – I got to look them up on YouTube. They were unbelievable.
I'm thinking now of the clip of the guy standing in the crowd and – I just love what you do with your bodies. It's still real to me. You remember that clip?
Oh, no.
You've got to see it. I've got to find it on YouTube. Fourth, I just sent it to you on YouTube.
But there's some great stuff, like the great personalities. It's fun. But let's, like, I think some people could actually get confused still and think that, like, they're actually competing. Like, that these aren't pre-scripted decisions about what will happen on the mat.
Oh, I can't wait for this phone call. Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in our good friend, the ultimate predator that wants
Rexy.
To weigh in.
Uh-oh.
Ulti, what's going on, my friend?
Rexy! I thought we were friends, man. I thought we were friends.
We are friends.
Are we?
Yeah.
I'm just going to lay it out straight. Listen, yes, is it predetermined? Yes. Yes, it's predetermined. But listen... You don't go in watching this knowing who's going to go over. You don't know. Now, people can predict and people can say, oh, I can see where the storyline's going. But we don't go into this as wrestling fans thinking Sheamus is actually out there beating the crap out of the guy next to him in the ring, which in this case was Matt Riddle. We know none of us really go into it thinking it's a competition. It's fun. It's good to let go of reality for a little bit. And just enjoy the show. You don't go into the Marvel Cinematic Universe and think Chris Evans is really throwing a shield at Tobey Maguire and Captain America. It's fantasy. It's an escapism, and it's with men and women who sometimes quite literally can put their careers, their lives on the line, and can get seriously injured for our enjoyment. It's purely in an escape.
Ulti, would you describe Rex Road as a hater of fun?
Oh, man, that might be a little heavy.
Okay, I'm just checking.
But definitely a hater of professional wrestling. Jumping Bomb Angels, Macho Man, that's great. Put down the I think this is real competition hat for one night and just get sucked into the fantasy of it, the escapism of it. Some of these characters are really, really good. And yes, it's scripted, but you can't script gravity, and some of these people are really getting hurt. So just enjoy it for what it is. It's two people having an athletic show. It's a show, an athletic show. It's not an athletic competition. It's an athletic show.
Great points. All great points.
And there you go. So maybe we're still friends.
Well, I think we're still
Thank
friends.
You.
So here, it's funny, too, because I was going to bring up Marvel movies because I love them.
Sure.
And I think of that comparison. Like, it's incredible to watch. I mean, we know who's going to win in the end, right? Now, you know, you may lose someone along the way. Like, the last one was an amazing movie. But, that's the point. But here's the thing. I think my biggest problem
Spoiler
here.
Alert.
Yes. Well, I didn't say who.
I know.
I mean, if you haven't seen this movie, man, come on.
That's your fault. Yeah, you're
Porth
right.
probably hasn't. But so that's my – I think my problem here is, again, like, sports writers in particular –
Oh, it's
Again,
a big thing.
Like Vinny,
oh, yeah.
Like I love you guys. Okay, so I'm just calling out my friends here. Like that's, I agree. In fact, I'd go. I'd go check it out, as long as it didn't cost much.
What's the most you would pay?
I mean, honestly, like if I'd go, I'd pay like $75.
Would you really?
Maybe 50.
Okay.
50, like for one night, it'd be fun. I'm sure
okay.
because I know that there are tremendous athletes and it's a show. It's when we get to this, like, treating it like, oh, my God, what an incredible win for whoever.
Yeah.
No. What are you doing? Like, your normal job is, like, covering hockey or football or whatever, which is – and now it's like you're putting it on the exact same level. That, like, you need to have a disclaimer.
I've got to admit, I've never watched 1 second of professional wrestling. Not one time.
In your entire life?
My entire life. Never watched it. Even when, in my day growing up, it was the WWF, not the WWE.
Yeah.
And I Stone Cold Steve Austin, never watched it, ever. Maybe I missed out. Maybe I'm on the brink of a discovery here and that you've opened my eyes here.
Porth, where do you come down on this?
I think when I was like 7 years old, I watched it and then realized it's all fake and predetermined and said, no thanks.
Yeah, so listen, and that's the thing. Like, I hear what, like, Ultimate Predator and all these adults who follow it, they understand that. I know that they get it. I just don't feel like it should be, like, delivered as competition, and it is.
Let's go to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Paul texts in, truer words have never been spoken on the morning show. Thank you, Joe. You're the hero we all need right now.
Wow. I expected some anger here.
Oh, there's some.
Okay, good.
Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Got a texture that says, thank you, Joe. It's so annoying seeing the official SportsCenter Twitter account posting about WrestleMania as if it's actual sports highlights. You've hit on the nerve for some people here.
I didn't even realize that. Now I'm even more angry. Are you serious?
Yeah, apparently so. Greg on the text line says that Joe has just made the list with one Chase McCabe. Chase is going to be upset with you.
Let's go. Let's go. See, this is good. We could have some, you know, we always yargue with Jared.
You think you could wrestle Chase? Set you up for that.
Well, I mean, if it were pro wrestling, then whoever the script writer is, maybe I'll get smoked.
Hibbs on Twitter says, I really hope no kids are listening this morning and Rex Road is over there ruining their wrestling hopes and dreams.
Why?
I just said.
Why? We can't be honest with our children?
We're not about honesty.
We're going to let our children live a lie?
Oh, that has been an amazing debut edition of the Rex Rant here on Robbie and Rex Road. You can catch it every week, every Monday at 7:45.
I just have been laughing at the visual of Chase in a wrestling ring against Joe. Like, if Chase
going to wear one of those onesies
if he climbed up on the rope to try to come off the top rope, would he, like, fall on his face?
Well, he'd come off. Yeah, it wouldn't be as planned.
I don't think he would land on Joe. I think he'd land on his face.
The dismount would not go well.
I can wear a unitar, right?
Yes, you can. Please put that visual in my head. What an edition of the Rex Rant here on Robbie and Rex Road, begun by Creed, and Rex Road finished it off with his assault against professional wrestling. When we come back, Corey Curtis from News 2 will join us. We'll get into the Nashville Predators with him. All that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, live from the Wholesale Link Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com. You're on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk. Breathe, rechalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.